We will continue with our agenda and where we left off yesterday. Division of Wildlife, action item number 20, elk raffle selection. And I believe Mr. Cantor was going to be joining us virtually.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling, John Cantor, Terrestrial Section Chief for the Department. And yes, I'll cover the elk raffle license for you. My apologies. I'm fighting a bit of a cold, so I'm going to try to get through this without hacking. So each year, the commission has the opportunity to make one elk license available for raffle to a nonprofit organization. That organization must have goals and objectives related to big game management and some other requirements, 501c3 and things of that nature. The raffle license is valid for the Black Hills and Custer State Park rifle elk licenses. And this raffle license doesn't bar future eligibility, for a license issued through the lottery selection process. So if someone draws one of these licenses, it doesn't impact them in the same way as if they draw on that regular lottery draw. And there is a requirement that if the successful entrant may not receive an additional elk license in the same year. So that's the same rule amongst all of our seasons. The organization that's awarded the license has to draw that license by July 15th of the following year. So Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation has been the entity that's been selected to raffle this elk license since its inception. They did have this 2024 elk raffle license, and they recently drew the individual for that license. I believe it was Monday on the 8th. So this year they sold just under 600 licenses and raised $59,300 for those efforts for the 2024 licenses. I did send out a request on behalf of the commission and the department for applicants this year with a deadline of June 30 as per administrative rule. And so we did receive three applications this year, and those are in your commission book there, and you were provided those. But they were from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, the Mule Deer Foundation, and Pheasants Forever. These are three organizations that we've got a great relationship with, and we work with them to do great things for wildlife management, habitat, and access. So certainly appreciate them stepping up, and they are all three great partners for us to work with on lots of different initiatives and objectives that the department has. Having said that, we're going to recommend to you today that we continue to work with Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation to raffle the elk license, at least for 2025. Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation has done a great job of raffling this tag since inception, as I mentioned. And, you know, the thing with RMEF is that they do provide additional funds to the Project Advisory Committee, which is part of this process. So we're not only getting these elk raffle license funds, but other funds that they generate throughout the year. And so a good example of where they're putting additional funds in is you're all aware of the chronic wasting disease elk project that we're doing in the Black Hills. We gave you an update here, I think, a couple of months ago. And so RMEF has contributed $200,000 to that project over the last 2 years, so $100,000 each year. And that was through this PAC process that includes the funds from the elk raffle license. So just an example of some of the things that they're doing and where they're putting those funds from this license as well as other funds that they generate. So again, while we appreciate all those other groups that applied and certainly want to work with them and continue working with them on some great things that we're doing, we are going to recommend that you approve Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation for the 2025 elk raffle license. And with that, Madam Chair, I'd certainly take any questions or help with any discussion you folks would like to have.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Cantor. Any questions for Mr. Cantor regarding the elk raffle? Comments? We do need to take action. The recommendation is to continue to go with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation for 2025, as we have done in the past. We do need a motion and a second regarding that recommendation.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Call.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner White. All those in favor of moving forward with the recommendation, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? It is approved. Thank you, Mr. Canton. We appreciate the information.
Thank you, Madam Chair.